April 15, I will keep thee. Because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I also will keep thee from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon all the world to try them that dwell upon the earth. Revelation 3:10. These words are important and solemn, and it would be profitable to us should we take them home with us and search the Scriptures in reference to their true meaning. The hour of temptation is to come upon all the world to try them that dwell upon the earth, and although we do not wish to make a time of trouble for ourselves, nor do we wish to groan over trials in the future, still we should be so closely connected with God that we shall not fall under the temptation when it does come. Who is among you that feareth the Lord, that obeyeth the voice of his servant, that walketh in darkness and hath no light? Let him trust in the name of the Lord and stay upon his God. Isaiah 50, verse 10. The Lord will raise up a standard for us against the enemy. We should believe that we have a helper in God, that we shall not be afraid, we shall not be filled with wonder and amazement, for we know that the God of Israel has been with his people from the very first, from the very infancy of this world. God has been with his obedient children. We must show that we have confidence in God and make it manifest to the world that we can trust him because we believe in him. His word is pledged that there shall no temptation come upon us, but that help shall be provided to sustain us. We expect trials to come in these last days. We are not looking for anything else. But may God give us grace that we may endure the trials when they do come and not faint under persecution. We do not desire to be in a position where we shall have no strength at that time. Then let us become acquainted with God now. God has a people who will not receive the mark of the beast in their right hand or in their forehead. God has a place for his people to fill in this world to reflect light. Ye are God's sentinels. Christ says of his people, ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Matthew 5:14. God made his law for all the universe. He created man. He gives the bounteous provisions of nature, holds our breath and life in his hand. He is to be recognized, his law honored before all the great men and the highest earthly powers. Review and Herald, April 15, 1890. This is the end of tape 4A. This Day with God, page 114. Turn the tape over and it will be continued on the other side.